Welcome back to another winter season, Baruch Hashem. Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Yates, Pasuk Gimel, Yom L'Yom Yabi Yoimer V'Lele L'Lailo Yechav Edoas. Many different pshatlok on this, but the Minchas Alozo types the pasuk like this: Yom L'Yom Yabi Yoimer. One day could give testimony on another day. Yom L'Yom will be a Yibi Yoimer, and so too V'Lailo L'Lailo Yechav Edoas. One Lailo could be Mechavedas on the Indian of the Laila for the next Laila. What does that mean? Says L'Marshal, Shalosh Shudas. Says, in the summer when you have a very long days, so a person needs Shalosh Shudas, he's doing a quote-unquote L'Shem Shemayim. Mechetesi, maybe he's doing it because he's Pashat hungry and he wants to enjoy a good meal. The Rai is in the winter, when the winter he Pashat can't eat, Tzachila Gasa, your mommy just finished the Sudas Atzarayim, and now he has time to eat Shalosh Shudas, and he can't, and Avabikain, he forced himself to eat, is a Rai that is eating L'Shem Shemayim. So Rai Shalosh Shudas is Choshev by him. So Memele, the Yoim, L'Yoim Yabi Yoimah, the Shalosh Shudas of the winter is Yabi Yoimah on the Shalosh Shudas of the summer. And Laila Laila Chavedos, okay, it's Faket, Malava Malka. Malav Malk in the winter is not a problem, Baruch Hashem, Gvaldik, it's an opportunity. But in the summer, when it's Shver, you just finished your Shalosh Shudas, how can you eat Malav Malk? And Avabike, Hashem, like you watch and eat Malav Malk, L'Shem Shemaim, is the Karaya, that even in the winter when you eat Malav Malk, you're doing a L'Shem Shemaim. So it's Laila L'Laila Chavadas, the Laila of the summer, the Matzai Shabbos of the summer is Magaladas on the Matzai Shabbos and Malav Malk of the winter. But that rayoin, that you have a yom le yom yabi yom and a lay le lay le chavedos, I think we could say it by learning as well. Chavetz Chaim already says the same idea many times. His idea is that Betzim, we would love to have a Matzai Shabbos year the whole year. Just, we can't. Matzai Shabbos in the summer, you can't. It's too late. Pashut not shayach. But the lay le lay le chavedos, when we have this year, we have a kaveh amokim for Torah, we have a chabura learning together in Mitzvah Shabbos in the winter, that's Laila Laila Chavadat, that shows that Ba'atim we're holding by learning all the time. Just we can't, we're anonymous. But beside this Laila should be a Chavadat on the Lailas of the whole year, including the summer. All right, we're starting a new simin, obviously a new topic. The topic is in Shinayin Hey. It's the topic of Yod L'Sad HaChavera, Yolotei Kuvrosei V'Nota Yoibonoi. It's an idea of a classical example: if somebody goes and is mashbiach your field, you didn't ask him to. He did a shalei midaitcha, and then after he does it, he comes and he wants to have money. I was mashbiach your field, pay me. In this case, we have kama v'kama stories of such cases. Small ideas of this case would be this week: a guy hired somebody to blow his leaves. And while the guy was there, he sees his neighbor's property is also terribly piled up with leaves. So he tells the guy, you know, do my neighbor's property as well. He'll charge him. He's already charging. He came down to just to do another property next door. He sees another $25. Fine. And now his neighbor comes home for Shabbos, beautiful front lawn. So he says, you know, there's a check. It's $25. It's a charge that I was mitzi. I paid somebody else to do. So you owe me the $25. The guy says, I wouldn't have done it. Maybe I wouldn't have done it. It's a nice lawn. I enjoy my Shabbos, but not for $25. Snow removal, all these cases. There was a case.
Even though there's no intrinsic value on that case.
Well, we can get to that. Excellent, excellent. We'll get to it. There was another case that a person, I think it was a winter vacation, midwinter vacation, he went away with his family. And over the weekend, it was very windy, and the neighbor noticed that the guy's screen door was like flying in the wind, open, shut. Apparently, I don't see it 100%, but it wasn't able to close because the jam was off. I don't know, it was tilted or something. The neighbor had to be a handyman. So he spent 20 minutes, half hour, he got his tools, and he took down the door, and he reset up the door and put it back the way it's supposed to be, and now it's fine. He figured if he's going to wait till they come back from vacation, they're going to find the screen door on the front lawn. That it's not going to happen. It's going to fly off. And then he charged him. I'm a handyman. It's $75. He charged and gave him the charge for $75. He had to put in two screws, $75 plus 10 cents. I don't know, whatever it was, but that was it. Does he have a right to charge Bichai Gavna?
That's Yet it doesn't have a right to believe.
Shabbos Avedi Mechuyi to send money for? Oh, let him put a rack to hold the door. Okay. Okay, if eventually he has to get the screen door fixed, he's going to need to fix that door, right? The door needs to be fixed. Right? We'll talk real estate. This is unfortunately too often the case. A person goes and contract on a house, and he's anxious to move in. Renovations need to be made. Every time I hear this story, I just like laugh because it's another time, another story like this. Again, like, I don't know, people don't learn. So he's anxious, so he gets permission from the seller if he can start doing the renovations before the closing. Sure, no problem, because in Thai, and he does. He does the betals in the bathroom. He puts in nice money, $10,000, $20,000 in the house. And then when it comes time to closing, he backs out of the deal. He doesn't close. And then he goes to the seller and says, you know, I can't close. You know, we're worried about what to do with the deposit. But Lamai says, I was mashbich your house, $20,000. So you got to pay me for that $20,000 that I put in. You have these type of stories. I can't say it's maisim b'chayim, but they have these type of stories. And that's what the siman is going to focus on. The gedarim, how much you can get, when you can get, what are the terms. Let's start. There's a lot of yesaidis here. Let's start sefalef and we'll try to develop the yesaidis. Sakta Machaba, Hayer Latay Sada Chaver Shalay Bishus. If someone goes into his friend Sada, Shalay Bishus, without permission, it means he's not Lahedya Faket, it's just he didn't get permission from the Bailam to do this. Vanata, and he planted trees. He saw there was not enough shade there, so he decided to plant trees, or in this case, it's really talking about a Sada which could grow fruit, so he planted a whole row of the trees, fruit trees, or vines, or natias. If the sod was a suyalita, it needed these vines, it could grow fruit. You have to shut up how much a person would want to pay, how much is the going rate to pay for such a natif, a normal when you want to be noita such a sada. And for that, yes, the bala sada is mechuyiv to pay this yeri, that amount. Why? Because it was a sada ha'asiyolita. That's what it was aimed for. What are sadas aimed for? To plant. So he did that planting for you. He planted those vines for you, and now he's coming to mend that money. Vim ena asiyolita. However, if it's not asiyolita, shamin loy v'yoda la taktoine. If it's not asiyolita, then you don't give him that full wage of kama adam reita litam besada zulunaita. No, you don't do that. But what do you do instead? Yoda la taktoine, which we'll see, yoda taktoine means. Look in the sma, sifkan base, shema shvach yes ala itza. If there's more shvach in the field than the actual cost of the vines, noisun la yatza, you only give him the cost of the material, the vines. Vimaitza yisera la shvach, and if the itza yisera la shvach means the itza that you put in of these vines is worth more than the field was nishbach, it didn't go up in price so much, then einen zaintun la yatza, say ala shir shvach, you only give him that small amount what you gained, the shvach. You give him the small of the two. Haitza or Shvach, you give him the small of the two. That's when it's an Eina Asiyolita. But if it's a Sada Asiyolita, then you give him even more. Kama Adam Reitz Elitim
Bezadazu. What does it mean, Eina Asiyolita? What's that field used for?
What is field used for? So it could be used for a number of things. So first of all, a simple case of a Sada Shena Asiyolita, I could use it for planting trees. You planted vines, you planted, I don't know, grapes. I wasn't going to use it for grapes, I was going to use it for apple trees. I don't know. Can use it for something else. Sorry?
Maybe it's a hefsid.
It's certainly being mafsid me because now I can't plant those trees. Right. And not only that, we're going to see is that you already took the unique out of the field. You already took the nutrients. So this season I blew. I mean, if I'm going to try to rip up these vines and then now plant my trees, I'm going to really be messed up this season. You already took the unique out of my karka. So yeah, you definitely hurt me on what I wanted to plant somewhere else. I can't call it a mazik. You definitely caused me a hefset of Menias Arevach somewhere else, because it's a Menias Arevach L'chaira, but Ba'asher Hu, my Sada improved. Till now, my Sada was barren, and now you plant. Now it's a Kerem. So you did that. At least you made it into a Kerem. It's better than it was before.
Are you allowed to do that?
I'm helping him. I'm being Meshbiach his field. I'm doing a Mataiva. That's what he's trying to do, right? He's trying to be a Meshbiach. L'chayre, if you're trying to do a mitzvah, then you're being mashbeik, you're not trespassing. Well, you're doing him a toiva. Then when you come to ask for money, so now maybe you're trying to do yourself a toiva too. Well, if it's sada shena siyalita, you're going to get the less of the two. So you're really not doing it for yourself. You're going to get burnt. You'll never make more than your tzais. So you're not making any money. So you're really not doing yourself the toiva. You're doing him the toiva. You're doing... L'chayre, it does not l'chayre, because whatever you paid for, that was your haitzayis. So if you got a wholesale price, well, nice, that was the haitzayis that you had. Not only that, some Rishonim hold that even if you hired someone, let's say go back to the case of the leaf blowing. If I hired someone to blow the leaves, and I paid the guy a higher than average price, according to some Rishonim, I can't ask you for that high average price. I can only ask you for the normal price. Because I made those haitzayis, I paid that guy more. You shouldn't have paid that guy more. You should only have paid the guy what you were supposed to have paid the guy, what the normal rate is to pay the guy, that leaf blower. So I wouldn't even be able to get recap my full haitzayis if I overpaid on those haitzayis.
Maybe you should only have to pay the blower, $20,
what do you mean? What was the case? Tell me the case.
Right,
so the blow. So let's say I paid someone else $25 to do your property. But it was overpriced. Let's say it's almost, the average price is 20. So I will only be able to go back to you for 20. Why is who not here? The leaf blow. Oh, the actual leaf blow. The Mexican, you mean? That person? Right. The Chayr Reuven is because Reuven paid Shimon, right? Reuven paid Shimon. Shimon doesn't know about who the homeowner is. Maybe it's Reuven's house. I don't know. Reuven hired me, so I blew for Reuven. So Reuven paid me. Now Reuven's going to go to the homeowner and want to recoup his costs. That is what he paid me. And if you overpay me, he might not be able to recoup that overpayment.
The cost of $25 is already shvachan is malachim. If I myself am a leaf blower and I go to my neighbor,
good.
I can't charge him $25 that I charge everybody.
Why?
Because that's already shvach. Two is the $15.
Well, okay, so we're going to get to it. Haitzah will include, by the way, the tircha of the Yerid himself as well.
Again, that includes profit.
Not profit, it includes his time. I mean,
obviously, it includes profit.
Okay. Okay, fine. That's part of Haitzah. Haitzah include your hourly rate as well. If you could do it yourself, that's something else that we're going to get to. We're going to get to the lockers. You know, there's a lot more to the simon. We're going to get to that. That might be a way out of not an exemption of not to pay.
What happened? He wanted the leaves there.
He wanted the leaves.
I wanted the leaves. I was going to make a bulge out of it, or else my kids were going to play in it.
Fine. So then it's not. So then, in other words, it's. So in other words, then it's not a suya lita. It's not a suya to clean.
No, it's a suya for most people, but I'm from the. Minority.
Okay, so we're going to have to give Gedor and what is Suyalita. Let's go back. There's a lot here, Rabbi.
In this case, we said a guy planted, it's not a Suyalita of the grapes. You planted grapes. Now, if I would have planted apples, I would have made $10,000. Now I'm going to make $3,000.
So it's not a Suyalita.
You're saying I have a Shrachna?
Well, it's better than nothing.
No, because you prevented me from making my
$10,000. Okay, so we're going to see. The Sif Beis, maybe I'll be able to tell him to take his vines. If I hold at Kedekak, I might be able to take your trees. I could uproot them. Shvach,
the same thing as Kama,
or the
Mirat's Rishon, or is that two different things?
That is an excellent kasha. Pashtus, let's learn that it's the same. Leval, let's learn it's the same. It's about to get up. I want to flesh this out a bit. Okay, let's start again. There's a lot of kasha. Let's try to start from the beginning. It says, if it's a sada ha'asuya lita, if it's the right thing to do, it's supposed to be planted, you give him how much a person would normally give to be noita. Numala with taina, that is, what the going rate is. Forget what the shvach is, what the itzah is. If I normally would hire the guy to do such a thing, a normal planter will get X amount of dollars, that's how much I would give. If you look in the Sma says, what is sada zula noita? What is that price? Kishar shas le'ir. Like the normal planters of the city get. That's what he should get. I give him the planter rate. Whatever that rate is, that's what I should give him. That is, it's not a din in shvach yesalaitza, it's a din in a planting rate. You're going to see that Rishonim put the two together, and they say in other Lashonim, even the Gemara does it, that's yod al halayino, which means that you get the shvach, which is yeser al haitza, or haitza yeser al hashvach, which we're going to see. It's not really, we're going to have to get to it slowly. But the val, it's kishar shas le'ir, you get whatever the going rate of planters get. That's how Rashi and the Rosh learn. The problem with this, a shtick of a problem with this, is that the Gemara is mavur in commonplace, the Gemara Kuftes and Bava Metzia is mavur. What is a shasl? What is a shasli ear? What do they get? A shasli ear is somebody who takes your field, he's hired, and he plants your field, and he's also an oris la'olam voed on your field, and for that he gets mechza of all the future profit, of all the future crops that grow, he takes half the peiris. He's like an oris. In fact, the Gemara says, a shasl gets half the fruit, and the oris gets only a third of the fruit. What's the chilek? Zakrashi, because a shasl, not only is he an oris, but he also planted the trees. Because he planted the trees, he deserves a better rate, a better cut in the profits. An oris comes to a field that's already planted, and works the field every season, and then he takes a third of his of what's grown for his arisis. But a shasl does more. A shasl did everything. He did an aresis and he planted. So that he deserved to get more.
So Shasta doesn't get paid to
buy the tree? No, that's not his payment. His payment is, Lavdavki, I don't know, it could be his tongue. All right, Pashas, Shasta will make the itzais on the trees as well, but at least he has more than aris also that he does the actual planting. So for that he deserves more. He takes care of field. That's a typical Shasta. And Rashi says this in Shas and Baba Bas and Bamatei. All over, that's Rashi says the Shasta gets mechsa haperis. Now over here, look here, that doesn't work. Because you came into my field, Shaloi Bishos. I feel if you tell me that you're mashbiach my field, okay, so I have to pay for that shrach. But why am I shuldig? Why am I stuck with you forever that you're going to be my farmer? You're going to be my oris, my shasl forever? And every season I got to give you half the paris, half the paris? That's not fair. I never wanted you to be my shasl. So I'll give you, we'll shut up what the shvach is, but I can't be stuck and have to give you forever half the paris. And not only that, I don't even want you, I don't even like your malacha. I don't want you to be my shasl altogether. I don't want you to be my oris. So how could it be that Rashi said a kishash shasli ear? It doesn't, and if you're not going to be my farmer every season, then certainly I don't have to give you half the future crops forever. You're not even working the field, because I don't want you to work the field. I have someone else who's going to be my oris. Sorry? But even that first year, a shasl, he has to work the field for that year. And I don't want him to work the field. He only planted the tree. I don't want him to work the field. So you have to say al kochok Rashi only means to say, Rashi in the Rosh, is that it has a din like a kablan. A kablan gets paid for the service that he provides, which is more than a schir yoyim. A schir yoyim gets an hourly rate. Whatever the hourly rate is, $10 an hour, whatever it is. A service provider builds in what you were mentioning, a service provider builds in the profit into his price. That's what he wants. A doctor, you go to a doctor, he has a visit, he charges you one price. It's not totally on the hours, it's everything. For the service that he provided. Well, if a guy plants trees, he doesn't charge you for the hour. He charges for the malacha called planting trees. It's kablonis rather than schiris. And it's built in an extra degree of profit. It's more, costs more than schiris. That's l'chari what Rashi means to say. That he'll get the kablonis price. Lafuke, when it's yoda la tachtoina, the second years, when it's enas or yelita, you only give him his aitzais, and we discussed that aitzais would include even his tircha, but the tircha will only get paid an hourly rate, $10 an hour, whatever, I know, menial work, whatever, I don't know, the Mexicans you hire is $10 an hour, whatever, that's what you'll give this guy, that's his hourly rate. Okay, we're going to get to it. Well, that's where I'm headed, I'm just bringing it out. But a shasl gets betrays kablonis, he gets his price for his kablonis, which is more, it's profit included, because Badzim, he was mashbiach my field and was a sada suyolita, so he deserves to get that going rate, the going rate of kablonis, but it has to be the going rate in the town, whatever is normal, every town might have a different rate, for the malacha that he provided. That's the chayra pshat and Rashi. There's a din in kablonis. Now, just agav, I should mention, once you're going into the going rate of what you give for a planter in the city, what happens if you find out that some planters take $30, and some planters take $35, and some planters take $40, then what do? So there's a klal in other areas, when you hire a poilin, you don't make up a price, you give him kapachash of a poilin, you take the lowest rate. So Rav Moshe in Tshuva, in Chayshim Mishpo, Chelek Aleph, Simen Mentes, says, by here, when you're giving the rate of a shasl, you'll take the lowest shasl rate in the city. He'll get the pachas b'poylem of shasl le'yir. Whatever that shasl is, he'll get that pachas rate, the smallest rate of shasl.
What about the different qualities of different
shasl? So you have to reckon how much, what, yeah, correct. His qual, yeah, but even in his quality, you could have a range. So you take his quality of malacha, his shvach that he did.
Only a little if you take this quality, otherwise
Maskin. Yeah, we could hear that. I could hear that. That means if it's the normal way to only make a certain type of a field with a certain type of quality, and he made even a higher quality copy, that extra higher quality, that might be a din of an Asiyalita. Correct. Yes. Yeah, so maybe on that chelik you will have the other din. I hear. Very nice. Very nice. Excellent. Where is it coming from? So let's go into, let's flesh this out. And this is going to take us a while, but it's going to probably take us to the end of this year. But we're going to try to work on the Svara. What is the reason why someone who's Yerit, someone else is Yerit, Sada, Yalita, he gets the going rate of Shasel or Yadal, whatever the terminology you want to give. Why did he get it? What chiv do you have? You didn't steal from him. You weren't mazik him. You didn't hire him. What do you have to pay him for? It's Dhamma Bereisha. I didn't ask him to do it. Why do you do it for? So why am I paying him for? Where is the din? Okay, so so really we have to start from the sugya of Nene. And we're going to flesh out Nene. And then after we go through the five different pshatim, Sibis, Achiv, and Nene, then we'll see how it applies to Yerid. I'm going to see it's not so parched. It's Lachar Yerid is not the regular din Nene. Okay, so it's a very important Yisoid. Let's go through. There's a concept in Chazal. We find this concept numerous times in Chazal that someone who's Nene from somebody else, Shalom Yidaitai, it was Shalom Yidas HaNene. I benefited from you, Shalom Yidaiti. I was forced to have it, and nevertheless I have to pay it. And I'm going to go through a few classical cases in Gemara. One case is Ksubas Taflamen HaMebeis, Ki Yidua. The Gemara has a case that Reuven stuffed. He took food from, Shimon took food from Reuven, and Shimon stuffed Levi's throat with Reuven's food, slammed it down his throat. He couldn't even spit it out. Where he poured the liquid down, he can't spit it out, it's over. But Lamaisa is, Levi benefited from it. He enjoyed it. It was a nice piece of pizza. It was nice, I don't know, whatever it is, Coca-Cola. And he enjoyed that drink. So the Gemara says that Levi is mechuyev to pay Reuven for the hana that he got. Levi was forced. He didn't ask for the Coke. It was stuffed down his throat, literally. And nevertheless, he still has to pay Reuven for the hana that he got. That's a dinene. One case. You have another case. The case is in Bava Kama, Yitesim Mebeis. The Gemara has a case. Can you do a Shein Veregel? My animal eats in your property. I'm Chayiv Nezek Shalem. I'm Chayiv for the Hezek that my animal did. But what happens if my animal doesn't eat in your property, not in your Rishus, in Rishus HaNezek, but he eats your fruit that's lying in Rishus HaRabim? I'm Potter, because the Din Gzeres HaKos of a Shein Veregel was only in Rishus HaNezek, not Rishus HaRabim. Zok the Mishnah. That even though I'm potter al shein v'regel, but my animal lemaisa had supper. He ate. She ate. Lucy ate. So a bazoi, I have to pay you for the hana that Lucy had. That was the hana that I had, that Lucy ate. That means now I don't have to feed my animal supper. So I gained from it. So even though I'm not chayv al din mazik, but I'll be chayv al nene. From the fact that I was nene, that my animal now has food, he had supper. Another case, classical case, I'm a squatter, I go into your house, you know, I wait for the weekend, I park myself there, or for the month, and I park myself there in your summer home, and I enjoy myself. The halacha is, if it's zenene v'zechosa, I'm chayv to pay the hana that I got from your house. Again, it's not mazik, it's not gezel, it's nene. I was nene, and I have to pay.
I don't get why would there be a difference between my stomach down your throat, you have to pay, I don't want it, but my nene v'zelocha, so I don't have to.
That's a special din that loichasa is not misyachas. That no is not misyachas to the Bala Mama because he had no chazaran. But here we were stuffed down the guy's throat. Reuven had a chazaran. He lost his Coca-Cola. It went down this guy's throat. So he had to be mechayiv him for nene. Another case is the end of Bava Kama Kufyud Beis Amud Aleph. The case was Reuven borrowed a shor or para, whatever, para. And Reuven died. He had the para for a long time. The kids were unaware that it was borrowed. All of a sudden, they yashin the para. They haven't had a good steak in a long time. They shechted the animal and they had a party, a barbecue, and they ate the steak. Then afterwards, they realized, hey, it didn't belong to the father. It belonged to somebody else. Zok to Gemara. They're going to have to reimburse the owner for the hana that they had for eating the animal. It's not mazik and it's not gzeilu, the Rishonim say, because they were an oinis. How should they know that the father, that the animal didn't belong to that father? The father had it for such a long time. They found it in his rishus. They assume kol machadak is yada arei shaloi. They thought for sure it belonged to him. So you can't be mechayv them als oynis, als mazik, because they're an oynis, but you mechayv them als nene. So you have a kama bekama cases. You have cases in shas of nene. What is the chiv of nene? What? They have chiv tashum, but what is the chiv tashum? If a guy is mazik, but oynis, he's potter. To chiv tashum. The only reason why they chiv tashlum is because they were nana, they derived pleasure. By an oynis gomer. Well, makleik is a shenim, taisis, two taisis in the Ramban, there are three different shitas. But the way we paskin is anything, even oynis ke'en geneva, he's already potter. Even not an oynis gomer mamish. Oynis ke'en geneva is also potter. Oynis ke'en avedi is chayv, oynis ke'en geneva is potter. Good. But anyway, the kids are saying, he's potter out mazik, but he's chayv out nana. So where did this din nana come from? Where's the chiv? And Rabbi says it's going to be a nafkamina between the pshatim, major nafkamina between the pshatim, how he has to pay. We know a klal, a son's mazik, he has to pay b'meitav. Baal Choy pays b'beininis, ksuba sisha pays b'ziboyris. But a normal case, mazik, and these things you go through, even not only Odom mazik, Momin mazik, you pay b'meitav or it's a mission in the beginning of Baba Kama. You pay for meitav, right? Nana, when Nana has to pay, does Nana pay me Meitav? Does he pay Bebeninus? Does he pay Beziboris? And that's going to be totally on the Pshatim of the Achreinim where the Yisoid Chiv of Nana is.
Nana, Mamanus, like a din, or maybe it's possibly another din independent of Mamanus? It's like a Yashu.
No, it's a Chiv. I have a Chiv to pay for it. Now, where does that Chiv come from? Geneva and Mazik and Potter, but there's a new Chiv called Nana, and I'll say I'm Chayv. So where does that come from? So the first mahalach is, starting from Rishayim, the first mahalach is, if you could call him a Rishon, the Shoyal in the Tshuvas HaRashba, Fazek HaRach used to say that just that not everyone who lived in the times of Rishayim were Rishayim. Ramban's neighbor wasn't a Rishon. You have to be a Godel to be a Rishon. But the Ma'is says, the Shoyal who asked the Rashba the Shoyal in Nemdon, it was Mazik, and he has a Shoyal B'zoi, Nana should have to pay me Meitav, just like Mazik has to pay me Meitav. Hazay Nemdon the Shoyal is a Tshuvas HaRashba Chelek Dalit Simen Yud Gimel. The Ma'is is not just a Shoyal. Sorry? Make a taste of what? Okay, because yeah, we have Edim that it belongs to him. Yeah, whatever. We have Edim, that's, the, you know, that we'll get by that. Fine. It's not only Shol and Rashba, it's an Orsameach. The Orsameach and Niski Mom and Perakalaf Halacha Beis, he's Mitzadeh that the Chiv is Alt Mazik. Be Yisoidu, it's a Mazik Digadin. We know that the Torah parted Mazik, Hashem B'Shus Harab, and all these cases, the Torah really parted Mazik. So how can you say that when you're Nana, you have a Chiv Mazik? So the Orsameach, the Yesh Loima, the Eimas Patrosai HaTorah Al Chisorin B'mokim Deleka Ano. All the Peturim of the Torah, I mean, it's whatever the Peturim of the Torah is, that you're not Chayv Mazik, all those cases are only when you're not Nana. But B'mokum Dika Hano Mitztarefes HaChisaron Im Hano, the Hano goes together with Chisaron, it's now resurrects the Chisaron, and now Taki can be Chayv Alts Mazik. It's not a din, when you part a Mazik, if you don't have Hano. But when you have Hano, when you do these Hezekim, Hefset to the Bailim,
Shame is
right. So the Torah says that the shame is part of from the din hezek of the peris, but will get you out the hana that you have in the fruit, which may not be the full hezek. That's it. The hezek of the peris is $1 million. The animal sup is for me only $10. But I'll pay the $10. I got the hana. But since to the extent that you got hana, for that, I could charge you for the chesaron too. There is a hezek there, and I can get you all some mazik.
It's fine. The Torah regular patur on shein, which is hano, which is a hezek of hano, gave you a blanket patur and doesn't write anything about this hezek.
Right, it's a svar. We understand. We learn it out from the parasha of mazik that just like mazik's chay, well, this mazik would also be chay. It's okay. You need gedolim to do this. 100%.
Please, three people. Rav Shmulevi is not a mazik.
What?
The person who's eating is not a mazik. It's the third person involved.
Yeah. So I can get that person. I can get that person.
Time ends up by the loose, there's no hesitation.
Yeah, I can get that guy for what he was mazik, but I can get the eater for also for that zekah. Might say he also took the chayfetz, he swallowed the chayfetz. So he has a ptur oinus, but to the extent he was nena, I'll get him on the dezek. Mamela zoktor sameach, he'll have to pay me meitav haaretz. Just like mazik pays me meitav, this nena is also going to have to pay me meitav.
We have to compensate the yonah. Why in the world get yonah? Gives it on my compensation, if you had a non-amach, you didn't have a non-amach.
Okay, the owner always cares, but the Torah patted you in certain cases, but the Torah didn't pat you when you also have a non as well. That's why I don't care about that. I don't care about the Torah. The Torah only gave you the Patur when you didn't have a no. When you have a no, you mechay for that zayvah. The mice is, it's a shver svara. Besides the shver svara, the problem is that the Torah is mechay for no. The Gemara is mechay for no, even if the no is greater than the chesaron. Even a chesaron muid, you chay for the whole no. Even the case where you stuff down the food, Rishonim already said, Tais already says that at that point, like you point out, it wasn't worth that much, so it's even worth even maybe even a pakas mishaver buta, and yet we can mechayiv for the entire hana. So how can we mechayiv for hana more than hezek? If it's a mazik tikadin, it's all hezek. So how is it shy to get you on hana which is greater than the hezek? All right, lemaisa the Rashba answered the shoyl, and he says dova barer she'enu mishalim min aliyah de ein ze bechal nezikin. So the Rashba, I think, put the nail on the coffin that this pshat's not pshat. It's not also nezikin. Rashba doesn't say what is pshat, but this, as everybody says, what's not pshat. It's einu bechal nezikin, and you're not going to pay me meitav. The Rashba is mashma that you're going to pay actually mibeninus. Okay, that's the Rashba. The second mahalach is a mahalach that someone suggested is that it's learned out from choiv. Ahava, I lend you money. What do you have to pay me back for? Because he took $100 from me. My money, Gavach. You have $100 of mine, so you got to give it back. So maybe not that $100. You give me a different $100, but you got to give me what you took from me. Well, if you took hanah from my item, you derived pleasure from mine. You got it. You got $30 worth of hanah. Whatever you got, so you got $30 of my item. So my money, Gavach. I have by you $30. That hanah that you got is my money.
So,
so it's my money got back against your will. Fine. What happens if my... I'll give you a mashal. What happens if... It's a simple mashal. If my animal walks into your property, right? And it, against your assurance, you don't like animals. So you don't have to give it back. I can't say, Yosef, you have my animal. Nah, it came to my... It came by kocha. It's my money got back. I don't care about kocha, not about kocha. It's by you, so you got to give it back.
That doesn't give me the right to be punitive based on that.
Not punitive. It's not punitive. It's not a knas. This is, my money is by you. You got $30 of anah. I want that $30 back. You owe it to me. It's mine.
You hear that?
Yeah. All right.
But you have the same cash. You
pay
the exact amount
that
you have.
And that's all you do pay. You only pay the exact amount. No, the cash was that you're paying the anah even greater than the hefset of the bailim. So, but here... I'm getting out my money, God. The mice, since you maximize my chayfetz and you got $30 worth of hanah, who can make it worth a dollar? So it is. $30 of my money is gabok because you derive $30 of pleasure. You nut $30 of my item. You took $30 of my item.
Your mom only $10. You only had $10.
I had them, but you developed it into $30.
So you owe me money.
I'll share it. Don't worry about that. The mice is, you took $30 of my item.
That would be like somebody borrowed a dollar and buys a lot of
it. Right. Oh, no, the one major nafkamina, when a guy borrows a dollar, the second he borrowed it, the dollar is disappeared. It's no longer your dollar, it's now my dollar. So the mameni gabok was the taking of the dollar. After that, it's now my dollar, and I can do whatever I want. I can win the lottery with it too. So I won the lottery with my dollar. Right, it's b'shusa. Here, you took my chayfetz, I didn't give it to you. I know you meant well, you were knowing it's fine, but you took my item and you derived $30, so you maximized my item to $30, so it's mamayni gabak. Isaiah's mashman in the ksois in Shin Tzadi Aleph, Sifkot and Beis, says in the case where the animal ate b'shus harabim, that the dinner to pay, mishal mashananis, zak t'ksois, he pays miziboyris. Why? Because every balchay b'yisoid min ha'toyre pays supposed to pay b'ziboris, and only why a balchay pays min beininus is a takanish alotinol delis from the fnei lovin, because we want malvim to lend, and over here the Malva, the Bala Mamin, didn't do this. He wasn't Mahana you. You helped yourself. Your animal helped herself. So we don't have that takana. We're afraid that they're going to stop being Mahana people. So you don't have that. So he says, you go back to the regular din of Baal Chayv that pays me Zibaris. And he fleshes it out. He says, V'raya, every Baal Chayv be'etzem has an oath from your Mamin, right? So you have that din nene, and nevertheless pays me Zibaris mi'ikar din. So you see that nene only pays Zibaris. So the male looked excited. He passed and said, "Only pay a busy bird." Says, "Mashon excites. It's a din in balchoyf." And minchas chinuch and mitzvah nun hay brings excites down. Goes with excites. The tak he only pay busy birds. And he tak says, "The havelik balchoyf. You're just like a regular balchoyf. My money gabach." Birchas Shmuel in a couple of places in Bava Kama Yedalet Beis and Bava Basra Zion. That's what they have. The Chedusha Rabbah Be'er has it over there too in Bava Basra Simen Beis. He also started off. He says, "As far pshuta." Would be that's a regular mamoni gabach like halva, and that's the regular halacha. That's why it is a chiv nene. All right. We said before that the truth is a rashba lemaisa nemzon that you pay beninus, not zibaris. So if the ksais would be right, and the ksais says zibaris, the ksais is going against the truth is a rashba. It means the ksais is right that it's a regular dim balchoy, and you don't have the gzeir shalatino delapa fneilam. That's why you pay zibaris. But the maisa truth is a rashba is matched with you pay beninus. What's going on? Which is not like the Ksai. So the Chazanish in Bava Kama, Yeralef Yitches, Agav says, he doesn't bring the Jews of Rashba, but he brings the Taisis in Gittin, and Daf Nunum Alav, he proves in Taisis that the Itaka pay Beininis, and he argues with the Ksai. I, the Ksai, is Taina that he doesn't pass the din, Shalol Tinol Delet Bifnei Lovin, because the Malva wasn't Manami, it was done Shalay Midaitai. Zok to Chazanish, it's not a problem, loy plug. Since Baal Chayv normally pays Beininis, because of Shalatin, that's B'nei Lovin, so it's across the board, look, every type of Chayiv, even if the Svar Shalatin on Dallas doesn't apply, will also pay B'meininus, and that's how the Chazanish goes. The Kitzah, and many, many Achreinim go with this Prat. It's a regular din of Chayiv, it's like Mamani Gabach, and that's why you have to pay. Ksais hold you pay B'ziburis, and like we said, the Rashman Chazanish hold you pay B'meininus. Frekta B'chashmo. B'chashmo started with this Prat and says, no, this cannot be Prat. Why not? Zok to Birchashmo, what's my nigabach? The Sroman Gambach is, my item is by you, it's there. You got to give me my item back. So he says, if that would be the case, then it wouldn't be a svar to have Kimle Bidraba Mine on it. Barbara says, you can't have Kimle Minari as a patur on my mom and that's Gabach. Kimle Minari is a patur on a chiv tashlumen. If you have a chiv that the Torah is mechadish, a muvak suva batayra, the Torah said that Mavuk of Torah is mechadish achiv, and at the same time the Torah also is mechadish a patur called kimle b'drabim nei. But if it's my moini gabach, it doesn't pass kimle b'drabim nei. Lamashal, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, I think Zayin Bezim and Aleph, that by Gazan, the Gazan steals. If the chevitz is still ben, the way we pass, and the way Gemara comes out at the end, there's no din kimle b'drabim nei to say that the Gazan can keep the chevitz, because the chevitz is mine. How does my bialus be poka? You got to give it back to me. You won't have chiyuve gzela, but the chevitz is still mine. Just because it's Kimle Ram doesn't take away my moment. So Zok to Beruch Be'er, if it would be a regular Dimma Moini Gabach Halva, it wouldn't pass the Din Kimle Dramine. And the Gemara in Ksubis is Mavur, that when the guy stuffs it down his throat, the Gemara says, if it would be Truma, Tzchiv Misa, or the Baye, Tzchiv Misa, is a Ptur Kimle Dramine, he'll take a be pot, he won't have to pay for his Nana. Zok to Beruch Be'er, if Nana would be out a regular Moini Gabach, how does a Shaykh Ptur Kimle Dramine? El HaKoch Zok to Beruch Be'er, it's not out a Moini Gabach. That's not the pshat. And he asked his Rebbe, Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim said, you know, Reb Bogber. Reb Chaim gave a sneeze, and Reb Bogber had a whole pshat in Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said, no, you're right, it's a muvah ksuvah b'tayr. And Reb Bogber has a whole marocha, what Reb Chaim meant, so why is it taka muvah ksuvah b'tayr? Why isn't it the regular dimon yigabach? We'll get to it in a second. But that's what Reb Bogber, as he said, it proves from here that it can't be a regular dimon yigabach. L'maisa geret, v'ishen, because you can't, Kimle Darmine can't make your bailis poof. If my item is by you, just because you chulila have Kimle Darmine, it doesn't make my item yours. It's still my item. So if my money got back, how does it make the halvot disappear? How does it make this chiv nena disappear? As I fakir Rabakba. The Maisa Rabakba himself is ma'ariya tzach yesh la'ayin. You have to see if Kimle Darmine works on halvot or not. Yesh la'ayin. The Maisa is the ksois. Regular case, I'll lend you money, and while you're borrowing money, you're Mechalel Shabbos. Or while you're borrowing money, or you borrow money, if you have to have Machlekes Gemara, if you have to have the Isa Maisa. So I guess you took the money from me, from your Shusayokan to Rishus Aram, so we'll get a Chiv Misa of Shabbos, but Vazakas. We'll get a case, but there's Kimle Namni on the Hava. We'll Kimle Namni Pata Hava. The Maisa is it's a Ksois and Simon Lama Chesiv Kotten Aleph, and Rekiveg and Bob Matthias Hamak Bezum and Aleph, that Nemzon, yes, for Pasha, is that Kimle Namni works even for Hava. Not like Rabbah Bez Pshitas. So Meila, Zachinu Ladin, back to the drawing. But yes, now we could learn Pshat is Altmamani Gabach, that the Chiv Nen is Altmamani Gabach, just like a regular Chayv. And Rabbah Bez Kach is not sure, because Enochanami is like Havah and Kimle Ramne, works even now Havah. But Rabbah Bez himself was Machadash and Nupshat in Rabbah Chaim. It's Kavan, what Rabbah Chaim meant. Rabbah Chaim says, no, it's a Muvak Subatari. So Rabbah Bez, that the Chiv is Gzeilah. He says a few words. What I understand him to say, now this is him sneezing and I'm touching up, but what I understand him to say, in Rabbah, anyone has a different track, isn't tight. But what I understand him to say is like this, that Biyasoid is like this, Hava is done, Midas HaMalva. There's a relationship done, there's a deal going on. The Malva gives the Leiva money with consent. So there's a deal that in exchange for that money, either give me back that money, or in it's tmuras, the mamayni gabach, the value of the money that's by you, I want back. That's mamayni gabach. These cases, the recipient of the anah got the anah shalay midas habayilim. Bailim didn't give it to him. It wasn't done willingly.
Universal das bailim, that's what it's coming
from. 1 second. It wasn't done willingly. He never gave it over. So you can't have the regular din b'mayni gabach. It's not a regular. You didn't give me the money. I got the money al karchach. I got the money against your will, without your knowledge. So the mice is a mice exil. You never handed me over the money that I have a schus in that money and now, oh, in this exchange. No, that wasn't what it is. It's, I stole that money. Now, of course, I'm not shuldig for stealing that money because it was done by oin. It's like I stuffed it down my throat or my animal took it. But what I did is I got your money without your rishus. So that is never a din of a mamayni gabach. Not Yerid, I'm not by Yerid. I'm on all the cases of Nena. I didn't get to Yerid yet, I'm by Nena. Oh, so Zok to Rabbah Bez is that without a Maisik Zayla, you don't have a Kinin Zayla, so you don't have the Mechayv Zayla. But what happens if I could, if you could, and in other words, that you didn't get it. You never made a Kinin, so you never took a Bishuska. But what happens if you could get something without a Maisik Zayla, because you ate it, so you got it. By hook or by crook, you got it, it's in your stomach. You got it. You have my item by you. So even if you didn't make a kinning zeh, no agbon, no mashik, no nothing, but you have my item by you, that's mechayv tashlumen. You took it shloi b'shus. That's mechayv tashlumen. So enachanami, for the shas natil, I can't be mechayv because you're an oinis. But you have mamayni, you have my item that you're withholding from me, and the way to correct that would be to pay me for it, which is a chiddush akra by gzeila, muva gzeila b'tayi, that gzeila is mechayv tashlumen. You took my item, so you have to give me back payment for that, and now if you don't pay me, now you're going to be a gazlan. Means if you pay me, fine, you're an oinus. But if you don't pay me now you're going to turn into a gazlan, because you're withholding the payment of my item, which was a chiddush akra and gzeila. That's
a shame. I'm
not going to pay you. I have your item by me. So, at a regular dim of money, you don't have it. So, it's a gzeil. I have your item by me. And on that, Zakhtar Bagbe does pass Kimlai Badamne, because we have to come on to the Muvak Suva Batari, the Chiddush Akra, that gzeil is Mechayiv Tashlumim. Mamela Zakhtar, then you will have a Chiv gzeil. One second. Your mammon is by me, right? Correct. And that hano is your money. It won't be the regular din mamayni gabach, because much without the chiddush akra that a gazan has to pay, you would have learned that this guy steals. He doesn't have to pay back. He did something terrible, he'll get patched for it, but he doesn't have to pay back. If he borrows money, so there's an arrangement, it's contractual, it's consent, so you have to pay back. Gzeil is a chiddush akra. That chiddush akra is what's necessary. Memelo comes along kibleiv d'ani and his pat is that chiv tashlumen that the Torah is machadish by gzeila. Memelo, that's how chiv nena will be pata. Oh, I'm going to get to Makiv. One second. I'm not into Yerid yet. One second. Let me flesh out. I'm running out of time here. So, everybody, just go easy with me and then get to Yerid and then we have time, we'll go. That's a third shot. Comes along Shai Yoshe, Reb Shimon, and Shar Gimel Perkhaf Hei. And his machadish, a new malach, a fourth malach. His malach is that we find by hektish chiv tashlumen for hana. And moil by hektish, you have a chiv hana. what you a nana. Zokrab Shimin, that the nana of Kol HaTorah Kulo by Momin is learned out from the nana of Hegdash. Like Yofinan, I don't know. But that's what he said. It's learned down from that. Just like Hegdash is a Chiv Hana, and that's like it is. You pay the Hana that you. So too, there's a Chiv Nana of Kol HaTorah Kulo is learned down from Hegdash. That's Reb Shimon's shot. I just want to point out, I forgot to mention, later Reb Barakbeh, that it's a Din Gzela, it's possible you might have to pay Meitav, depending how you touch Reb Barakbeh. But if you touch it like I touch it, that it's Yisoid is the Chiv Tashum of Gzela, so it's a Meitav Dikadin. It's a Chiv of Gzela that has to pay me Meitav. So then it would also have to pay me Meitav. Sorry? If you're Agdijan, I don't know. No, you don't pay Chaimish, because that he says, Chaimish, no, that's a din of Hegdish, but the Kapara Shaboy, that you don't have. But the Karen Shaboy, which is Nana, that you'll have in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Right, correct. Just like you see the Nana, the Zechiv of Nana by Hegdish, so the Torah is Mechadat Nana, so we apply that din Nana, Kol HaTorah Kulo. Yeah, in Chanami. Patash Teit, that's what Rishon says. That will be the Pshat. There's another Malik, the last Malik, Rabbi Yisai. Sorry? If what? Sorry? Oh, kol ma'avireich. Ah, yes, so you in a chanami. Maybe then in a chanami you won't, but only if you eat it, we'll have to go through. And then there's the last mahalak rabbi says, it's called mishtarshi. That's mashmaizah machan Ephraim Nitzki mom and beis. He puts nana together with mishtarshi. I saw a god, Reb Bloch, and tells, he also does the same thing, maybe not all the way like machan Ephraim. It's a chiddush. Mishtarshi kipshutai means that I have an enrichment. I'm better off. I have shrach because of you. The classical case of mishtarshi is where the melech comes and he needs to take stuff from me, taxes, whatever, he has to take stuff from me, and you pay the melech on my behalf. So the melech took your bushels of wheat instead of my bushels, so I have to repay you. Why? Because of you, you were mamsi my bushels. Had you not stepped in, my bushels would have been taken away. So now that my bushels are still banned, it's only because of you. So I was mishtarish that those bushels because of you. So I guess the same thing here would be, is that I got men, I got the hana that you got, your mashbich, whatever it was, that nana, and had you not stuffed that Coca-Cola down my throat, I would have had to buy Coke, so I would have had to pay for the Coke anyway. So you are mishtarshi now that the price of that Coke. And then it says, therefore it depends if it was oimid that I would have certainly bought that or not. If it's nechele, I would certainly have bought it, then I have to pay you. And if it's not, I don't have to pay you. That's...
Where does that thing come from?
Where's mishtarshi come from?
Sounds like the opposite comes from that.
Okay, the Maaseh is he's coming to argue with the Taisis, and Taisis holds, and the Taisis, he argues with, it's against the Taisis and Reshma Vavsikam Beis. The Taisis Mavur, that you only say Mishtarshi if it's absolute that it would be Kaim. The Marshal, Taisis says that by eating, Taisis himself handles that by regular nana we won't have Mishtarshi because Hayaloy Lesanis. I didn't have to eat, I could have fasted. So granted, I ate. But you can't be mechayv me as mishtarshi the money that I would have, or the Coca-Cola that's in my refrigerator that I would have drank instead of your drink, because maybe I wouldn't have drinking it. Maybe I would have fasted that day. So you can't be mechayv me as mishtarshi as long as it's only when it's a definite you can get me mishtarshi. So it's not like the machan frame. Because at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, you have five pshatim. Either it's a regular din of it's mazik, or it's a regular din choyv like halva or gzela. Hegdish, or now Mishtarshi. Now Mishtarshi is sort of knocked out, and Mazik is also sort of knocked out. But we end up with three Tratum Lokaya, Choyv, Gzela, or Hegdish. That's all in the Sugya of Nana. Now let's apply it to Yerid. Well, if you want to apply it to Yerid, I could just right away knock out Mazik and knock out Gzela. You can't have a Chi of Mazik and a Chi of Gzela by Yerid, because Yerid is one thing different than all the cases I just told you. It's a major nafkin. Reb Barakbeh succinctly, beautifully, eloquently says, Nana is one Sugya, and Mahana is another Sugya. Every Yerid is Mahana. It came from the Bailim of the Mammon. He deliberately was Mahana and Mashbiach Yofield. He was Natei Yofield. It's a sugya of Mahana. It's not a sugya of Nana. And he says Mamela like this. You're going to get him for Mazik, get him for Gzela. If the Bailim themselves gave you the item, or the Bailim themselves broke his item for you, you can't be Mechayev you for Mazik or Gzela. The Bailim did it to themselves. So Yerid cannot be Mazik, and Yerid cannot be Gzela. It cannot be that. And the Rav Yoz Mavu and Tav Kufn and Tes that it's not Mishtarshi either. It's not that. So really, that's it, It's not the mahalak to go. And I'll go even weiter, is that Taisim Bava Kamu Kuf Aleph and Man Aleph is Mavur, needs a beer, but Taisim is Mavur, that even the sugya of Nene, the classical din of Nene, Zog Taisim says, you'll only be Mechai for Nene if either it's Nene Gufoy, you yourself derive pleasure from it, or even if it's Nene Mamayna, provided your animal took the item. So he took it, so he was Nene Aidei Maisav, Maisav Mamayncha, you can get Alt Nene. But if you'll be Nene from somebody, where you didn't get pleasure, Hanois Agof, it was only Hanois of the Behema, and your Behema didn't take the item, Zoktaisis, you're going to be Potter. Lamarsha, Zoktaisis, that if you'll take somebody's Teva, Reuven takes Shimon's Teva and dyes my suit, and let's say it's a Shvach, my suit, I will not have to pay, Zoktaisis. Why? Because I didn't get Hanois Agof, it's only my clothing went up in price. And I didn't do any Maisa affiliated with that. And my animal didn't do the maisa. Someone else did it. So Zoktav, you can't get me out to Nene. That's what Taisis holds. It needs a pshat, but that's what Taisis holds. I'm just bringing out from Taisis that L'chayr Nene cannot work over here. And Nene will not be able to work because every Yerid on a Sada is not Hanos Haguf, and it was done the maisa of the Bailam themselves. The owner of the field didn't do it. His animal didn't do it. So you can never be Mechayv out the regular parasha of Nene. Not only that, Lamosha, the Shach says in Shin Tzadi Aleph Siv Katan Beis, the Shach's Mavul, this Chilak, the Shach says that the halacha that a behemoth who eats Peshus Rabim pays Mashenenis, so the Shach is because the behemoth ate. But what happens if Reuven would be so generous and take Shimon's fruit and feed Levi's animal? So to the Shach, Levi is not going to be Chayef for Nene, because his animal ate, not himself. And his animal didn't do the maisa, someone else fed his animal. Someone else did the maisa, so he's going to be potter. But Zok Teshach, he could be Mechaim Mal Yerid. That if the Bailam themselves would have done it, if I would go to your animal and feed your animal, then you could get me out Yerid. You can't get me out Nana, but you can get me out Yerid. It's Mavur in the Shach also that you see that Yerid is beyond Nana. Nana would be potter. Where Nana is potter, Yerid kicks in to be Chai. Yerid is a different din. So what's this din of Nana? Dr. Rabak Beh, it's not a sugi of Nana, it's a sugi of Mahana. And that, so now what? What does that mean? So that we find three pshatim in the Achrayim, what that means. How do you understand why Yerid is Chayiv? First pshat is Rabak Beh. And what seems from Rabak Beh is Rabak Beh learned that the Mahana is Yemu b'nigabach. Means Rabak Beh learned Nana as Gzela. So that doesn't have, that's Mavurun Taisa, the sugi of Nana doesn't apply. But Zokt Rabak Beh, what you will have is a regular Dimma Mani Gabach. Like Choyv, like Mekel Chomemka, you will have a Dimma Mani Gabach here. Because here it was done with the consent of the Bailam. The Bailam planted 100 of his dollars in your field. He was Mashbiach your field. So it's a Mani Gabach. The Shvak that's sitting in your field is his Mamin, sitting in your field. So you better give it back. So you got to give it back. And then Rabak Beh Taka says, Kimli Dramne wouldn't work on that.
It's like it don't take back his first.
When they get to it, Sif Beis, you could tell them in certain cases to take it back. An economic. Yeah. But we'll say, we'll get to it. We'll have to flesh out. And then the Rugma was in Bitlam one day. We'll get to it. Blin that. But Zot Rabak Beh is the Sugya of Yerid is Mahana, which is the Sugya of Chayiv like all the other Achrayim. That's Lechaya, what Rabak Beh means to say. That's Rabak Beh's Mahalach. The Ma'is is another Mahalach. And the next Mahalach is, if you go through, we're going to have to flesh it out in the Sugya, is that every mashbiach, if it's mashbiach your karka, mashbiach your item, whatever it is, and it's sitting in your field, and you don't tell me to uproot it, you're nechel, you want to keep it, you're kind of with chatzah. So now the item belongs to you. So the reason why I'm mechayiv you is a regular pash of nekachomemka. I'm not stam nen in the loft. You were kind of my item. If I would sell you this item, would you have to pay me? Yes.
It's not going to work by the
dreams,
right?
I'm going to get to it. That's what I'm saying. You have to know what the pshat is. But if I sell you the item, and it's in your field, and you want it, you could have told me to uproot it, but you didn't. You want the item, so you were cleaning it with chatzah. So now you bought my chayfetz. So you have to pay me the going rate of the chayfetz. What is that going rate? However pshat of that truck is.
Why can't a guy say, listen, I can burn this thing up, I'm not going to owe you a penny.
Right.
If I don't, so now, that you, if I leave it here, you're going to go ahead and time it.
And I'm not so sure. If you burn it up, you might owe me also. It's mazik. It's my item. So
no,
you might be chayfetz.
I didn't tell you to get rid of it.
No, so if you tell me to get rid of it, so you won't burn it, I'll take it, I'll brood it, and I'll plant it somewhere else. So you're going to tell me to uproot it.
By the way, you can go back to him and say you owe me money for the land that you used, right?
That the land what?
I helped you develop the crop. You're going to go take elsewhere.
Oh, so maybe we'll talk about that. Maybe with Dombi Daita. I don't know. You could, but Lamai says the Mechayiv, this chat is, the Mechayiv is a regular prostam mecha komemka de gedin. There's a ksais in Kufnun Ches that has such a case in such a land, is mashma like that. He has a case by Koisel, by Nick of Amak, of these type of cases, or Dalar Ames, that it. If you're coin it, then the Mechayiv is al mecha komemka. The Mechayiv, you now will coin on my item. So that's how I'll get you. That's another chat. A third chat is, as mashman like that in the Rishayna Mishtikal and the Rishimans is mashman like that. That's a regular din schiris. To the extent it's a sada suyalita and it's aymid lakach, a non sahadi, that you would have won to hide the guy. So when he went into your field and mashbiyak your field, so it's as if you told him to be mashbiyak your field. We know that you wanted it. And the best raya is, because you still wanted it, you didn't tell him to leave, to take uproot it. Depending on the Rishonim, but we know that you want it. So Memela, if that's the case, then it's as if you hired him in the first place, and it goes into regular Pasha Schiris, so the Mechayiv is Schiris.
If you told him before, now
very good. So now we have a bunch of, so now the three Pshatim now in Yerid would be either a Baruch Bez, Mamoni Gavach, Chayiv, or a Mecha Chamemka that I'm kind of the item itself, or Schiris. Well, the whole, I didn't sell you just the tree. I sold you the tree planted and the service, everything included. I sold you that whole item was yours. That's what I provided for you. So you owe me for that whole item. That shrach is what I gave you. And you bought that. So if you bought that, that's what you got to give me. But now, Rabbi Sai, if that's the case, now how much do you pay? You pay with Meitav, you pay Benes, pay Zerais, Chayra. Goes in the regular. Let's say if it's Mecca Kamemkas, I'll pay Mecca Kamemkas, I'll pay Zibayris. If it's Chiris, I'll pay Zibayris. So come down, that's a major nafkamina. Nana, Midin Chayv, or whatever the story is, the Rashbaz Mavu that you pay, or like Plug, you're going to pay Beninis. But if you learn like the Svara, not like Rabak Bev's Chayv, and maybe Yerid also be Beninis. But if you learn like the other Svara, that it's a Mecca Kamemkas de Gedin, or it's a Chiris de Gedin, then only can have to pay Zibayris. And now with Nafkamina is also, let's say, the case of blowing the leaves. We're going to have to flesh it out. But blowing your leaves, so it's very nice you blew my leaves. So if it's out Schiris, I would have hired you. Good. But if it's out, my Aroi is Ashbach, and I was kind of, what was I kind of? I was kind of the absence of my leaves, of the leaves. There's nothing that was kind of. So you can't be Mechayiv me. And now, which is, and you say this to Kavart, and let's talk Hagdorin, Lashon of the Sugya, is, you could have a case that is gewaldic for me, and there's shvach, that is, I wanted it, but be'etim in the field, lemaisa, there's no aroi ashbach, there's no shvach, and there's no atzah. Let me explain what I mean. Let's take the case, a guy went away for midwinter vacation, and I redid the door, right? So I spent 20 minutes of my time. Let's say the attack of my time is worth, I don't know, as a cobbler, I will charge $75 to make this house cool. And I two screws is about 10 cents. So my choice is 10 cents, and the shvach in terms of my kablonis is $75. But I want to know, bottom line, how much was your field or your house mushbach? Nothing. Because yesterday when you tried to sell your house, you would sell it for $500,000. Today when you try to sell your house, you would also sell for $500,000. They're not going to pay $500,075 for your house. So that's it. So there was no real shvach on the ground. Sorry?
When I
knock out a window in a house, it's a $500,000 window in a house. Same shadow as the house. But Mazik, we have a svara that it's oimit to be done. There's such a type of a svara. And a knabe, like some yutaka would be part of the chaznish. Hezek is what you would pay for it, so you have to pay for the fixing of the window. That's how you shuts up that hezek. But here's the other way around. I want to be mashbik a field. The mice is facts on the ground, there was no shvach. So, in other words, so in other words, if the sugi is a sugi of yoda alel yoino shvach yes ala tzor and a tzor yes ala shvach, in this case there's no shvach and there's kamat no tzor either. Maybe if I give you an hourly rate, 20 minutes at $10 an hour, so you get $3.33, I don't give you much. But if the sugi is oim din kam adam roitz elitim besada zu lenoito, if that's the sugi, is that because the shvach yes alta not yodol yoni de gedin? It says kam adam roitz elitim. So then that's what I'll have to pay. I'll have to pay the kam adam roitz elitim, which is a schiris de gedin. Means, and this shaila I can have without so extreme. Any time that is Yetzira, Yetzira ala Shvach. If you look in the Nesivis, Sivkot and Aleph, the Nesivis says, Oim din kama Odom, Zok din Nesivis, Rafilo Aitzo Harbe, with Aitzo is more than the Shvach, Noitel Haitzo. You could take the Aitzo. That means Yezoich and Aitzo, Yetzira ala Shvach. How could be Yezoich of Aitzo, Yetzira ala Shvach? Where does that come from? Bishra in the Shvach, I was kind of the Shvach. So Mekach HaMemkar, or Choyv of Rabach, Be'am HaMayni Gabach. But how could he be Mechayev Haitzo Yisrael HaShvach? Let's say the Rabbi Yenis Mulanil has a case, I planted the trees, and they went sour. It was a batch, I don't know, winter, it was cold that night, and everything died. But Lamai says, before they died, Lamai says, I was Meshbir Kifiyad, right? But at the time I take it, didn't enter, everything went down, there was no Shvach, you got nothing out of this at all. So there's no Shvach, and it's limited Haitzo. So when you're going to pay the price of the normal planting price, the kablanis price, which is more than the actual shvach, and is more than that. So where does that din come from? If it would be a din kinyan, so when at the time I was kind of the item, it's gone, it's destroyed, so I have nothing. It's gone. Elamai, they learn that it's a schir de gedin. We shats up, Anan said that you would have hired him, and it's as if you did hire him, so you have to give the going rate. Had you hired the guy, and he planted trees, and then that night there would be a blizzard, and the trees would get lost, you would still have to pay him. If you're paying him for the job that he performed the job. And if you look in the Rishon and the Mukyais and the Tzvah, they take to say these type of Lashonis. They say, the reason why Yadol Yoyin at Lito Kashas Layir, even though it was Shleim Medas Abaylim, the Lashon is, the Kim Dasada Asiya Lita, the Yadu Abaylim Vashasku, Vadei Nechalu B'may Dovat, certainly he was masking, Ukilu Yorid Midaitan Dometi, it's as if I was Yorid Mishus, as if you told me to go down. That's the Lundis, it's a Shiris Dikadin, like these Rishonim. You can see it's a Makleikas Rishonim. This pshat is Anan Tzadi. For Skiritz, it's Anan Tzadi. It's Anan Tzadi, you would have hired me. But you should know, Rabbi, so we don't have time now. We're going to see later on in the Siman that this din in Nesivis, Yitzir Yisrael HaShvach, is a Machlekes Rishonim. And Machlekes LaHalacha, and the going doesn't hold any. LaHalacha, we might not pass like this Nesivis. But L'Chari Tali in this pshatim, if it's a din Skiritz, so you can pay Hatzah, even Yisrael HaShvach, you can pay Skiritz, Yisrael HaTzah, and HaShvach. You pay whatever the going rate is. But if it's a din of what I have, because you have to only handle the shvach I got. Like, never pay for your tzeiris ha'el shvach. All right, everybody, say next week, Mi'at Hashem, we're going to flesh this out more. L'maisa dek, it was more, this was the longest. But the longest is very negeir to the whole sermon. Hakut Tavach.